up protections. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Congress has approved legislation to increase security for Supreme Court justices and their loved ones.
396 members of Congress voted for this. 27 voted against it. All 27, important to point out, are Democrats who did not want to advance this bill to the president's desk where it will go. Now, this will give more protection not only to justices, but also their families. Right now, justices have around-the-clock security from the U.S. Marshals and the Supreme Court police. But the purpose of this bill, which originated in the Senate, is to protect those immediate family members of the justices. Last month, the Senate passed a bill that would give more protection to members of their families as the threats on Supreme Court justices continue.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The legislation comes after a late draft decision indicated the possibility of Roe versus Wade being overturned, which led to protests at justices' homes and the arrest last week of a man who threatened to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Primary elections being held in five states today. Polls in Maine just closed, where House Democrat Jared Golden is waiting to find out who he will face in November. Races also taking place in South Carolina, where Henry McMaster has won the Republican nomination for governor once again. Also in the Congress race, Congresswoman Nancy Mace is facing former state representative Katie Arrington, who's backed by former President Trump. President Biden in Philadelphia this morning speaking to union members about the economy, saying his policies have been good for the country.
And put America in a position to tackle a worldwide problem is worse everywhere but here, inflation. It's sapping the strength of a lot of families.
The latest consumer price index indicates inflation is up more than 8.5% year over year, the fastest growing rate since 1981. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Police in Tennessee have arrested a second man for his suspected involvement in a mass shooting earlier this month.
Chattanooga police say they've arrested 36-year-old Alexis Lewis for his suspected role in a mass shooting. Early in the morning of June 5th, three people were killed, 14 others injured outside of a nightclub. While most were hurt by gunfire, three people were struck by vehicles. Police said they reviewed videos of the shooting that had been posted to social media, after which they found an old mugshot for Lewis and matched the picture to video images of a man holding a gun at the scene of the mass shooting. Last week, police arrested Garion King for his suspected involvement as well. Lewis is charged with homicide, reckless endangerment, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Fisher Price, along with U.S. product safety regulators, are telling parents to not let their infants fall asleep in the company's rockers after 13 children died in the devices between 2009 and 2021. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the rocker should never be used for sleep and infants should never be left unsupervised in them. A closely watched e-book law is struck down.
A Maryland judge has struck down a first-of-its-kind e-book law requiring publishers make them available on reasonable terms to libraries in the state if they're also being offered to the public. Judge Deborah Boardman saying it would force publishers to offer their products to libraries or risk facing prosecution. Publishers have worried unlimited access to free e-books would damage sales and have restricted use and raised fees to libraries, which say their mission is to encourage reading. A similar bill was vetoed last year by the governor of New York, who said copyright protection provides the author the exclusive right to their works. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Oh, stocks ended the day in the red as investors await news from the Federal Reserve on an interest rate hike. The Dow lost 151. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.